Good afternoon. An unseasonably mild day in progress across interior New York and New England, with a southerly breeze at times gusting up to 20 miles per hour. Most everyone climbing through the 60s, some places already in the lower 70s, and will add a few degrees for lower to middle 70s for daytime highs by late afternoon. Cloud cover is extensive in some places, in particular closer to the coast in the lower Hudson Valley and central and southern New England, while we are seeing a good amount of sunshine elsewhere. There's still some areas of fog that have not mixed out yet across portions of the Saratoga Lake George region, the Adirondacks, and portions of Vermont, but even these places will see a fair amount of sunshine before the day is through. Skies will become mostly cloudy again tonight as lows drop back into the 50s. At this point, we'll turn our attention to a storm system which will lift into southern Canada while its cold front will sweep through the Great Lakes and into our region by sunrise on Saturday. This will generate mostly cloudy skies and scattered showers around the first part of the day on Saturday. Then we'll have increasing sunshine, and with a pleasant westerly breeze, highs will manage to reach to about 60. Behind this system, though, gradually cooler air will flow in and will return to mostly sunny skies but seasonably cool temperatures for the second half of the weekend on Sunday, with highs in the lower 50s. Another series of disturbances will track through the region for the early to mid part of next week. One wave of low pressure will generate clouds and showers on Monday, keeping it in the mid-50s for daytime highs. The timing of the next couple of waves is a bit more in question, but will still bring us the chance of at least a few scattered showers on both Tuesday and Wednesday, with highs in the lower to mid-50s before it cools off even more as we dry it out by Thursday of next week, with highs around 50 degrees. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, an area of low pressure currently tracking through the Great Lakes will be the driver for rain and thunderstorms over the Ohio and Mississippi valleys today. On the cold side of the storm, snow will wind down over the upper Midwest, while rain and thunderstorms will continue to push across the Tennessee Valley before losing much of its moisture component tonight. Meanwhile, high pressure will continue to build steadily over the northern Rockies and Great Plains behind the storm system for the weekend. This will drive cold continental Canadian air down into the plains over the next couple of days. High temperatures will be between 15 and 20 degrees below average for much of the plains and northern Rockies, with some isolated areas seeing temperatures fall 25 to 30 degrees below average over this period. Freeze warnings are in effect over parts of the central plains as a result. And another potent disturbance will enter the Pacific Northwest, producing low elevation rain and high snow to the Cascades and Northern Rockies both today and tomorrow. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 100 degrees at Rio Grande Village, Texas, to a low of 3 at Big Sky, Montana. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy in the upper 60s, Boston increasing sunshine in the mid-60s, and in Buffalo sunny and breezy with highs in the lower 70s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 57 degrees, the average low, 37, the record high, 81, set in 1947, and the record low, 20, in 1969. Sunrise this morning, 7:19 a.m. Sunset this evening, 6 o'clock p.m., 10 hours and 41 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds and breezy today with highs in the upper 60s. Mostly cloudy tonight in the lower to mid 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds and breezy today with highs in the upper 60s. Mostly cloudy tonight in the mid to upper 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds, breezy today with highs in the mid to upper 60s. Mostly cloudy with showers late tonight, lows in the lower 50s. For the Southern Catskills, Taconics, and Southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills. A mix of sun and clouds and breezy today with highs in the upper 60s. Mostly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid-50s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy. Also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds and breezy today with highs in the upper 60s. Mostly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid-50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, some morning clouds and the risk of a few showers, then increasing sunshine near 60 for an afternoon high. Mostly sunny, dry, and cooler on Sunday in the lower 50s. Cloudy with showers likely Monday in the mid-50s. A chance of showers Tuesday and Wednesday, otherwise partly sunny, lower to mid-50s. And a mix of sun and clouds, breezy and cooler Thursday with highs near 50 degrees. Stay safe and have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Kiana.